4. End of an era for nursery that opened in 1981. A popular nursery and tea room near Ashburton closed its doors for the final time last Thursday after more than 40 years of trading. Hill House Nursery and Tea Rooms at Landscove opened in 1981 and the family-run business has been open almost daily since then. Owner Matthew Hubbard took over the business following the death of his father Raymond 7 years ago. However, he has now reached retirement age and with nobody else in the family to take on the business, he feels it's time to stop. We sincerely thank all our customers that have been visiting over the many years, which have made our job more pleasurable, and we understand how unique the nursery has been for many people. Special thanks must go to the wonderful people who have worked here and made it such a wonderful place, he added. Kingsbridge-based Classics Reclamation, which has traded from Hill House for the past 10 years, said, "There will never be another plant nursery that could compare with the quintessential charm, romance, setting and comfort that it has brought to so many people." The Hubbards were a family of horticulturalists. Raymond's knowledge was unrivalled and he was responsible for the introduction of biological control of plants into the UK in the 60s and 70s, generating interest from Russia and MI5. Raymond, Matthew and the nursery staff were well respected and highly regarded for their plant knowledge and ability to propagate and grow incredibly hardy plants. Vehicles, equipment from the nursery and tea rooms and plants and shrubs will be sold via an online auction overseen by Staggs from August the 15th to August the 26th.
Freemasons boost for struggling families. More than 100 disadvantaged families from across the county will be given help and support thanks to a grant from Devonshire Freemasons to Citizens Advice, Teambridge. Support for families is funded by a generous £61,000 grant from Devonshire Freemasons and will provide comprehensive advice and information to young families, including single-parent households and those living with disabilities or health conditions, including mental health, who have children up to 5 years old. The project will be run by Citizens Advice Teambridge, but will cover the whole Devon County Council area. Citizens Advice Teambridge Chief Executive Vincent Wilson said, "We are very grateful to Devonshire Freemasons for their extremely generous grant. We will be working with some of the most disadvantaged people in our county, looking at the many reasons why people find themselves in desperate situations and helping them find solutions to their multiple issues. Our skilled advisors will help families with benefits advice, debt, personal finances and housing to get them into a more sustainable situation and move their life forward with their lives." Mr. Wilson added, "We want to ensure families are engaged with all the support services they need." Nicholas Ball, head of Devonshire Freemasons, said, "I'm very pleased we've been able to help Citizens Advice Teambridge with their hugely important service, providing advice and information to some of the most vulnerable families in our communities. Whether it's housing benefits, debt management or other issues, Citizens Advice have the expertise and experience to change lives. Advisors will carry out benefit checks with participants, making sure they are aware of any help they are entitled to. Support for families will see all the services people interact with work together, including family hubs, healthcare workers and social workers, as well as Citizens Advice advisors. The Masonic Charitable Foundation is one of the largest grant-making charities in the country, funded entirely through the generosity of Freemasons and their families."
Marshals return to protect Dartmoor. Marshals have been deployed across Dartmoor to support the work of the National Parks Rangers for the sixth consecutive summer. First introduced in summer 2020, the Dartmoor Marshals have become an invaluable resource during the busier months to support the Dartmoor Rangers team with their duties. They provide high visibility patrols to help reduce antisocial behaviour and play a vital role in engaging with visitors on so everyone feels safe and enjoys their time on the moor. As in previous years, marshals will support that important work, particularly in the evenings, and they're on patrol now until mid-September. DNP head ranger said, through the partnership, we're able to provide additional resources to help tackle and prevent incidents caused by a minority of people, but incidents that can have a detrimental impact to Dartmoor's beauty and other people's quiet enjoyment of this special place. Like rangers, marshals bring valuable experience and skills in dealing with sensitive situations, but are also there to help and advise so people have safe and memorable visits.
New measures for unauthorised encampments. Bollards, fencing, bunding and other physical barriers are set to be installed at locations across Teignbridge in a bid to reduce the number of unauthorised encampments. Councillors voted unanimously to approve a range of new measures to reduce the number and impact of unauthorised encampments across the district in a meeting on July the 29th. The following parks have been identified for initial works: Baker's Park, Courtney Park, Dawlish Countryside Park, Ford Park, Osborne Park and Sandringham Park. The measures are being put into place as part of the Council's commitment to protecting public spaces and supporting community wellbeing, says Teignbridge District Council. So far this year, there have been several encampments in and around Newton Abbot. Osborne Park, for example, has seen four separate encampments.
Ballroom Dancing Group moves to the community centre. A sequence dancing group has moved from Buffy Tracy to Newton Abbot. The social ballroom and sequence dancing group used to meet in the function room of the Dolphin Hotel, but now the group has moved to the Buckland Centre. They meet weekly, every Monday, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Musician John Westlake provides a cha-cha-cha, foxtrot, jive, modern tango, old-time dancing, rumba, popular sequence and waltz. The dances raise funds for Rowcroft Hospice and the Devonair Ambulance. Single dancers are very welcome. Admission is £5 per person and everyone is welcome to bring their own refreshments.